Okay, credit to Florida State. You know, we had a great start to the game. Really loved our start, loved our finish. Just in between there, just didn't get it done. You know, we've had some issues with teams just making, you know, having these runs on us, and I think they ended with like an 11-2 run at the end of the first half, and then another 11-0 run or something like that, or 11-2 run in the second half. We just weren't able to get some stops in those key times. I thought we got some great looks. We got some great looks in transition, and we just missed them, you know, and then missed some things, missed some shots around the hoop. So credit to Florida State, and, you know, life in the ACC. We got a quick turnaround on Tuesday, got to play at Notre Dame, and so, you know, nothing gets easier, and we just got to keep getting better and keep working and keep improving.
Kelly.
You had three runs, I think 15-2 you gave up, and then 10-0, 8-0, and the last two were the ones that blew the game open.
Yeah.
What was going on offensively? Couldn't get anything in the current ball?
Yeah, we had a couple turnovers there in some key times, Kelly, and we just had some shots that we missed that, you know, we had some open looks that we need to make, and that led to them in some transition opportunities that got them going.
How far has Matthew Cleveland come in the last year?
Yeah, Matthew Cleveland's a really good player. He's you know, obviously he was a really good high school player, you know, sixth man. I think he was sixth man of the year last year, if I'm not mistaken, and having a great year this year.
What was going on with the turnovers? It seemed like, particularly Kyle, like some of your older players, Miles again had another rough night with that. I don't think Miles scored after.
Miles didn't. Well, yeah, he had like, I think he had like 16 points the first.
First almost 9 minutes.
Nine minutes, and then he didn't score. You know, so that was a big that. Miles got to be better about that, because that's happened to us a couple times, Kelly, where he starts off, you know, kind of like just hot as could be, and then cools off. We need him to stay hot for 40 minutes. Yeah, we just had a couple key turnovers there. The one on the out of bounds, I don't know why Kyle. I mean, he threw it to the Florida State guy, and Kyle's, you know, he didn't practice the last couple of days due to an injury, so maybe just out of sorts a little bit with that. But we had five turnovers the first half, but the eight the second half were the big deal, because they had 18 points off of our turnovers.
Anybody else? Kelly, go ahead.
Jalen, you pulled him out for a long stretch in the first half. I think that was sort of Florida State started to get their run a little bit. What was behind him?
I don't know. I got to look at the tape, but it was just more of a feel. You know, we were up. I let that, you know, I played that starting group for a while, and then I felt Florida State trying to inch back in, and we were getting a little bit tired. Not tired is the wrong word. I just felt the momentum was shifting to Florida State, so trying to get a sub to try to make some guys, some just different lineups to try to keep us in the lead, and they just kept chipping away Florida State, and we just couldn't kind of stop the, you know, the flooding in a sense. It was dripping in the first half for a while there. Then in the second half, where it became flooding out of the faucet.
Go ahead.
Your defense has been in Florida State a lot of trouble the last couple of years. Did they do anything differently tonight, or did you guys?
Well, you know, they came in not a great 3-point shooting team, and so in the first half, I think the first half, if I'm not mistaken, Green was like 0 for 5 from 3, but Caleb Mills was 3 for 4. And number 3, the kid Cameron Corn or whatever, number 3,
Corn
had he hit a 3. So yeah, Caleb Mills, I mean, Darian Green, big time shooter, he's 0 for 5. So, and then the problem was, though, in the first half, they got number 3 hits a 3, who came in the game 3 for 18 in the year. Worley 1 for 2, and that's not his specialty, his 3-point shooting. Caleb Mills 3 for 4 was about 28% coming in. Matthew Cleveland is 4 for 7 in league, and he's been hitting, you know, so. But their two best shooters, Green and House, are 0 for 6. If you had told me they were going to be 0 for 6 and they're still going to be 6 for 14, I wouldn't have believed it. So credit to Florida State. You guys know how I feel about Leonard Hamilton. I think, you know, he's one of the best in the business. You know, he should already be nominated for the Hall of Fame, and I love Coach Hamilton, and credit to Coach and their team.
Kelly.
24 seemed to give you guys a lot of trouble just with his size around the bucket. How much did that – I mean, he's a foot taller than Javon when he had to go.
Yeah, I mean,
like
just
– how much – just that length and
well,
size?
Well, a couple times they ran two plays where literally they just threw it up. It wasn't even a play. They just threw it to him, and he just out-jumped us. I mean, Lance was – I mean, our guys were in front of him. He just – physiology, just 7'4", Trump 6'2".
Anybody else? Good. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming. Kelly, appreciate you being here.
Good to see you, Kelly.
Yes, good to see you.